Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free. We launch an hour number two of the program. The number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Garth.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. As we roll into the phone calls, it's Brian on the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live, Brian.
Hey, guys. How you doing this evening?
Good, yeah, sir. Man.
Great. What's up?
Hey, Ian, your house. I got a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
Would you indulge me?
Which house are we talking about?
Your house in Florida.
Okay. Got it.
It looks like it's maybe under contract now.
Yes, it is under contract.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But let's go back a month or two when, you know, you're having a little trouble selling and the market's kind of soft down there. And I was wondering what would happen if some guy from the state of Florida calls. Says, hello, Mr. Bernard. I'm from the state of Florida. State Parks Division. Mm-hmm. I noticed that your house is a few steps from the beach, as it says in your ad here.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to buy all the houses on your block there and turn it back into a natural state park. And I got a check right here for your full amount.
Yeah.
Will you take it?
Well, I mean, it's already under contract, so
yeah, it is now. But I
in theory, I see. Would I take the money? I guess I probably would, because I mean, if they're offering to buy it, it's different than them taking it by force, right? Are we talking about eminent domain, or are we talking about just somebody coming by with an offer?
They're using my money that they got from
Well, if you must know, the guy who's buying the home is getting a VA loan.
It doesn't really matter.
It's very difficult to escape.
Mortgages are
morass.
just tied up in Fannie Mae and all that other stuff. So the federal government's in every home.
Yeah, so what's it matter if it's one step removed or not? Hey, you know what? The fact is that money's going to my bank account to help pay off my other house. And so that'll only do good things for Free Talk Live. So they wouldn't know that they would be funding their own undoing.
Okay, I just wondering.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is that all you had, Brian?
But actually, I had a comment on an article you guys read, must be a couple weeks ago now, I'm a little behind, on the saggy pants ban.
Okay.
Was it banning saggy pants?
Yes. It was small town in Louisiana.
Right.
$500 fine.
Well, yeah, I was thinking that this kind of ties into the drug war, in that, you know, they all these zero tolerance, you know, laws and rules and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they're even using the same slogans. In this case, it's just say no to crack.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I'm sure somebody's going to call me a hypocrite over my answer to his question.
But, you know, it's interesting when you have something like that, Ian, that's maybe a little bit more overt and on the surface. But as Mark said, there are all sorts of moral quandaries and questions that pop up in all sorts of instances.
Right.
Another more obvious in instance was, I know a girl who was on disability, and she said, you know, I'm a libertarian. I don't know if I should be doing this. And so some people could rationalize it and say, well, look, you know, you're already getting your tax money taken in this way, this way, this way, and this way. So why not get a little bit of it back, because you're not going to get any of it with Social Security and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
so
otherwise it's just going to go to somebody else, right? I mean, if I don't take the opportunity,
right,
it's just going to go to some well-connected person.
But
right?
Then you have the other side of it, which is you could proudly say in this or that very obvious instance, okay, the state wants to buy me out. I know that that's plundered money. It's very clear. It's very obvious. So in that case, I'm going to protest about it. I'm not going to take it, and I'm going to advertise that fact. It's sort of like people who decide that they're not going to vote. I don't want to vote, or some people, they don't want to fly. I'm never going to fly because of what the TSA does. The federal government's in control of it or whatever. It's like, oh, okay, but you'll drive. Or you'll walk on the pavement that's been put together by your government locally.
Yeah. So, how do you get away from it? You can't.
Yeah, it's weird. So
if you want to call me out on that, I mean, you can, because I am selling to a guy who is getting a VA loan, right? So it's basically the government's loan department that is enabling me to sell my house sooner than later. Now, to be fair, he put in an offer first, and my realtor did have a handful of, like, one or two other people that were interested in making an offer as well. So who knows? Maybe it wouldn't have turned out that way.
Right.
But
right. And, hey, you know, when it comes down to it, how about this? All of us are given certain opportunities or having opportunities taken away from us because of the Fed's manipulation of the bond market and loans. So right now the housing market's doing terribly because Alan Greenspan and his subsequent replacement, those guys have been holding interest rates up. My sister hasn't been able to sell her house up in Maine. You know, it's so we're all being affected in one way or another by this in the marketplace. So, you know, look at it any way you want to. It's tough.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's go to John in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hey, John.
Good morning. A little hard to hear you over the telephone.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. You sound fine, John. So what's on your mind?
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little confused about the citizens of the United States referring to themselves as Americans.
Okay.
Now, we are Americans, but so are the Canadians, the Uruguayans, the Argentinians, Peruvians.
What would you prefer to be referred to as?
Mexico, I believe, is a double American because it's part of North America as well as Central America.
What would your preference be, John?
Citizen of the United States of America.
Now, why on earth would you want to be a United States citizen?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we can get it back to what it used to be. You know, with people like you and the other free thinkers, but you know, it just makes
me wonder.
How about sovereign?
How about sovereign? I would rather be a sovereign individual than a United States citizen any old day, personally.
Well, it's rather hard to do that. How would you do that?
Well, you just renounce your citizenship, basically, and you become a sovereign free man, essentially.
But when the time comes, you have to, when you're dealing with the authorities, you have to renounce your sovereign, give up your sovereignty. And
I land in jail a time or two because I refuse to give in to them. Like an officer that wants to search my car, hell no.
Yeah,
I want to
good
see
for
your fishing license. I want to know what you're fishing for, wanting to search my car.
Well, that's just it, and that's my objection to the whole citizen concept. If you go and you look up the word citizen, you'll discover that it's, I'm paraphrasing here, but essentially it is somebody who has agreed to follow the rules of the government in return for protection. The theory, of course, is that government will protect your life and your liberty. Of course, we know that's not true. The irony, of course, is that they protect your, or the paradox, whatever you want to call it, is that they're supposedly protecting your life and liberty by destroying it and infringing on your liberty. I don't want to make that agreement. And in fact, the Supreme Court has said over and over again that the government has no duty to protect citizens. So therefore, if the government isn't honoring their side of the agreement, which of course I never actually had the ability to agree to in the first place, but in theory at least, if the government isn't honoring their side of the agreement, how could the agreement even exist? How could there even be a citizen if the government side of the equation is null and void? So really, to me, it doesn't even seem like there is such a thing as a citizen. It just seems like we've all been duped, John.
Well, I could agree with that.
Thank you for the call.
That's not a big stretch.
Appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue and go to Matt in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Matt?
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Hey, Gardner. This is Matthew Crimson King.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
I was just telling these guys when I walked in, guys, I was just listening to King Crimson, Court of the Crimson King. It was great to meet you at Pork Fest on the 3 hours I got to stop by. What's that?
I said it's great to meet all of you there.
Yeah, yes, sir. I hope you'll come up soon out there in Western Mass. Come on up to New Hampshire soon, my man.
Absolutely. What I was calling about is the Show Us the Law movement that Ed and Elaine Brown are kind of, I guess they're part of that, that movement. They keep saying show us the law, and they're claiming there is no law in the books. And Mr. Harry Brown actually covered this issue on one of his shows a while back and posted in the Internal Revenue Code citations where the law is that it makes people who are non-corporations liable to pay taxes.
Okay.
And I posted that on your message board, by the way, under Show Me the Law.
Yeah, I think the Show Me the Law thing is pretty weak.
It is, but I'm just saying, you know, here's the law, so there you go.
Right. Let's
what
talk about right and wrong. How about Show Me the Obligation? How about that
the
one?
The moral obligation.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So there you go.
Thanks for the call.
Right,
appreciate it,
man.
So he's saying the law is out there. Of course, they'll keep saying that it isn't, and they'll keep arguing over that forever. Again, to me, it's a non-issue. The issue is right and wrong in slavery versus freedom. We can expound more on that here in a few moments and take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. Phone lines are loaded. We'll get to everybody. 1-800-259-9231 is Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
You can, of course, join us online, freetalklive.com. All the places to visit on our site are free, including the updates. You get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the program. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. Updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
So we just got off the phone with Matt in Massachusetts, and I just wanted to expound a little bit on his point about the show me the law crowd, those who are tax resistors, who they come out and they publicly proclaim that there is no law requiring them to pay taxes. And of course, the IRS will claim that, well, it's shown the law for decades, and here it is, you can read it for yourself. And then, of course, you go back to the show us your law crowd or show us the law crowd, and they'll say, well, that law is illegal, or it wasn't ratified correctly, or there's no way that could be a constitutional law because it's unconstitutional to have this direct tax upon people, et cetera, et cetera. Right. And so they've got their legal reasons why, even if there is a law, it's not valid, et cetera. And it all misses the point, in my opinion. And it all misses the point of show me the obligation to pay taxes. Show me how the obligation was created upon me to pay taxes. Where did I explicitly agree to pay these taxes? You can't. Those questions are unanswerable. The IRS can point to all the code that it wants to, but that code doesn't create an obligation on me.
Right. How was this obligation engendered?
Right.
What did I do to obligate me to pay these taxes?
Yeah. Yeah. This is where the natural rights argument comes down, and the historical side of it comes down, where natural rights theory gets pretty close to it, but not quite. And one of the things that really is important to stress, I think, is a lot of people talk about, if we are a country of laws, we must abide by the laws. It is the rule of law, especially conservatives say that. It's the rule of law, we must abide by it, otherwise we get total anarchy and chaos. Well, anarchy and chaos are two totally different things.
Yes.
And I would be in favor of anarchy. But as you say, it's freedom. People can make their own choices. But the thing that gets me is, if you are supposed to be under the rule of law, that means you're going to be under the rule of the state. And once you establish the rule of the state, even if you think that the laws that are going to be written will be just laws, i.e. they support the concept of negative reciprocity, that you have a right to be left alone and I have a right to be left alone,
mm-hmm.
Once you open that door and the state can start writing laws, then the laws will no longer eventually be just laws. They will be laws that keep you from, for example, doing something peaceful like smoking pot. Or
they'll be arbitrary.
Exactly. They will be arbitrary based on whatever the majority wants or the representative majority.
Yep.
And you know, I respect the founding fathers in at least recognizing the limitations of their system and thinking, okay, how can we restrict the power of government? So they broke things up into the states. But even then, if you say you are a state of laws and we're under the rule of law, well, you know, laws are not sometimes just. So is it appropriate to break the law?
And then it actually goes back to one of the guests we've had in the past. His name is Robert Menard from thinkfree.ca, and I was reviewing. He's got a new video out called The Magnificent Deception that I was watching over the weekend, and I just find this absolutely, his position and his opinions absolutely fascinating, or his take on everything at least. And basically what he's saying is that there's a difference between statutes and acts and laws. And he's saying a lot, and he's up in Canada, so I don't know how much difference there is, but generally Canada and the United States are all under common law, and so there's a lot of similarities between the two. And he points out that in a society, the statutes are the laws of that society. They're not actual law. There's common law where, you know, you don't hurt anybody else, don't take their stuff, don't commit fraud.
Right.
And then there's society that is created by whoever wants to create it, in this case the lawyers, that they've created it, and they write all sorts of statutes, and they claim that these are laws when in fact they're just statutes that apply to those who are in their society. Well, I don't want to be in their society.
No.
I've never consented to be in their society. They, who are members of the bar, have all very explicitly consented to be bound by those laws. Police officers have been explicitly consented to be bound by those laws, but you and I have not. We were never given the opportunity to consent, and I don't imagine that very many people would consent if they were actually given the opportunity.
Yeah, who would consent to have what's going on to the Browns happen to them and
right.
have their taxes taken away from them?
Right. Who would consent voluntarily to taxes?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
1-800-259-9231. We should go to the phones, to the phone. So really, taxes is a morality issue. It's a consent issue. It's not a show us the law issue. I don't want to see your stupid laws. Let's go to the phones and talk to Carl in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live, Carl.
Hey, a friend brought me that article about the Bong Hits for Jesus banner.
Yeah.
I was reading about, you know, this article from Yahoo that where it says students in public schools don't have the same rights as adults. Neither do they have constitutional protections at the schoolhouse gate.
Right.
And then where it went on in the article here about the conservative groups that often sided with the school administration were backing the Joseph Frederick who filed the lawsuit because they were worried that the ruling for the school administration would schools clamp down on religious expressions, including speech that might oppose homosexuality or abortion.
Yeah, that's true. That's
I see.
Right.
So all they did was they said, this is only for illegal drugs. We're not restricting other speech, just the illegal drug speech.
Yeah, but there was certain things that happened over the weekend, I noticed. Well, there was another case in the Supreme Court today that talked about the internal White House faith-based office, and they ruled in favor of the White House, the Bush administration.
That's true, too. Yeah.
What is this now?
The Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Bush administration being able to support faith-based initiatives.
Oh, geez.
And isn't it interesting?
You mean when you say support, you mean give U.S. taxpayer dollars to
exactly.
faith-based initiatives?
Right.
Great. So now my money as an atheist is going to support Christians and Muslims or whoever, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's mostly their charities that are going to try to help people in some way and propagate their religion. Same.
Yeah, right. That's the point. The line of demarcation here was, well, it's not specifically for a religious purpose. It's just being done by a religious group, and it's for humanitarian purposes.
Carl, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Yeah, maybe it's not specifically for that, but you and I both know that, you know, when it comes to an organization like, say, the Salvation Army, how can you remove religion from that?
And
they are helping people.
Isn't it interesting with the point that he made in the call where, you know, he said, look, you know, some religious groups were worried about this as well because they realized that it could infringe on their purview. That's one of the reasons why the court was so specific in its ruling, saying, well, this is obviously bad stuff because this is drugs. So they're trying to sort of wink at everybody else in religion, saying, oh, don't worry about it. You know, it's okay. But what's amazing is that the religious groups can't get over their fear of the illegal drugs to say, hey, you know what? We shouldn't, whether it affects us or not, we should be in favor of this kid's right to speak.
Yeah.
You know? And again,
they're never going to have that courage.
Right. I do have to point out the historical and constitutional point, which is that if it were a state law, it would be a different matter constitutionally. The Supreme Court should not have gotten involved with this in any way. On the abstract, I don't want government locally infringing on speech.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, this wasn't even a federal issue. This was a local issue, and states used to have the power to control speech.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can take control. Scott in Sunnyvale, Mark in Texas, you're all on the way. Your calls as well. Ladies first, if you make them, it's Free Talk Live.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Live streams there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version waiting for you for free at FreeTalkLive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org. As we go to the phones to Scott in Sunnyvale, California. You're on Free Talk Live, Scott.
Hello. I'm calling today because I recently had an experience with Costco in which I'm wondering whether I was in the right or whether I was in the wrong with regard to mostly the Fourth Amendment. I'd like to bounce it off you and ask you whether I should continue to fight this battle or give
tell.
It up.
Do tell.
Okay. Basically, I was a member, and as you leave, they force you to check your receipt at the door, which in my criminal justice classes, I learned that it was legal for a company to check you as you're entering their property for safety purposes, but they cannot restrict you from leaving, because that just basically isn't the law. Anyway, so Costco does. I tested it. I didn't show them my receipt. I said no thank you when they asked me for my receipt, and they chased me out the door. They did this on two or three different occasions, finally culminating in a discussion with the manager in which they said that this sort of behavior has been supported by court cases.
Wait, slow down a second. Slow down. When you say they chased you out the door, do they tackle you?
Well, in a manner, well, no, they didn't tackle me. Okay. What they did do is they followed me out to my car and told me that this happened on more than one occasion. So I'll tell you that on the first occasion, they followed me out to the car and I was surrounded by four or five guys, including a security guard, and they were trying to grab the basket, and I told them to get their hands off my property, and I told them that what they were doing was against the law. It was against the Fourth Amendment. It was a seizure. If they tried to stop me, that it's a seizure and that they don't have any probable cause or reasonable suspicion
Here's where I'd like to go on this, and I want to point out the Fourth Amendment was written only as a rule for the government to follow. You're free from unreasonable search and seizure by government agents. In regards to Costco, as I understand it, I've never been to a Costco, but as I understand it, it's like Sam's Clubs or BJ's Wholesalers in that it is a membership club, in that you have to pay a membership fee and sign some sort of a membership form in order to be able to shop there. And so presumably in your agreement, they probably have some sort of stipulation that says that, you know, we reserve the right to inspect your shopping cart.
If they don't have that, they should.
But isn't it true that they could then say, oh, well, you're a member, therefore you can sign yourself over into slavery, you can sign away your rights?
Well, if you're talking practicalities, you're talking about contract law. And that's, as far as it goes, you could potentially do that under contract law. You could do that, although some politicians might say, oh, you can't do it. Abstractly, some people would argue whether or not you can sign yourself over into slavery.
I.e. the U.S. military.
Yeah, really. As far as the day-to-day of it goes, you're pretty much, you signed a contract with them, you agree to their stipulations, they allow you on their property based on that contract, and you are supposed to abide by that contract. If you don't, they could sue you for breach of contract.
Right. If you don't like it, then go shop at Walmart, where you're not signing an explicit agreement to enter or leave the store. So
my father has a law degree, and he taught me all my life growing up that you cannot sign away your rights.
Well, that's in regards
to the government.
Yeah. This is one of the problems that I find with people who look at the Fourth Amendment as applying to private contracts entirely. The Fourth Amendment, as Ian says, is supposed to apply to the government. It's
right.
A restriction against government for unwarranted searches and seizures. If I am going to go to a party where everybody will be strip searched, I fully have the right to do it, and they have a right to strip search me once I've signed that contract.
In that case, you don't even have to sign a contract. You simply be somebody at the door saying, now you have to get naked in order to come in.
Right, there's an implicit agreement.
Right.
Right, exactly. So I think the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply here, and I understand your father's rationale that he always taught you can't sign yourself into slavery. This is one of the sort of long-standing debates in libertarian circles. Can you or can you not sign yourself into slavery?
I think you should absolutely be able to, so long as it's very explicit that you completely understand what you're doing.
Yeah,
I don't think you should be able to be tricked into slavery.
Right. When I was at Star Trek, I wrote a story about these guys who are one alien race, and this one character is selling himself to be destroyed because once they're killed, their bodies are rendered down into an addictive drug that is then sold to this other alien race. And he has basically sold off his life so that the money will go to his daughter who's dying of this terrible disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to introduce the ethics of that sort of a question. And I think if you own your body, if you own the rights to your body, you should have the full capacity to be able to sell off all rights to your body. Otherwise,
indentured servants.
If you want to consent to it, then you should be able to consent to that.
Well, what about think for a second. What about a no-compete clause? If, for instance, I decided to go work for a company and they made me sign a no-compete for 2 years, aren't I essentially signing myself in indentured servitude? Because if I quit, I can't go work for another company in their particular field for 2 years.
Well, gosh, I'm not sure that should be constitutional either. Once you're free and clear of their contract and they're no longer paying you, you're no longer being paid for your services, therefore you're not under contract.
Well, constitutionality, here's where you get in the murky, murky area of constitutionality. If you think that the Constitution applies to other people, then can you come on my front lawn and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ?
No, I believe in property rights.
What's that?
I believe in property rights, but there's also a difference. Once you open up your property to the public, I think that changes everything. Once it becomes generally open to the public.
But wait, Mark, you're not saying that your front yard's open to the public.
I'm not, and I understand his point.
And
so what if I had a restaurant?
Exactly.
If I had a steakhouse, Mark's Steakhouse, can you come in there and preach loudly the gospel of Jesus Christ, or kicking you out, am I violating your First Amendment? No,
that's a good point. The one thing to consider is they held me at the door, and I said, am I free to go? And they said, no. And I said, so then I'm your prisoner. And they said, no. And I said, so then I'm free to go. And they said, no. And I said,
right,
so then I'm your prisoner.
No, no, you're free to go as long as you leave the products there. You either show your receipt. No, but the agreement, as I understand it, is yes, you pay for the products, then you show your receipt at the door. You did not agree. You did not complete your side of the agreement. And so, therefore, they have the right to hold your cart until you show them the receipt.
And keep my money? They need a refund then.
They'll refund you the money, but you're going to have to show them the receipt to get the refund.
And it would be an interesting debate to say up
to what
point.
And on the fourth occasion, I lost the receipt. I truly lost the receipt.
Well, that's tricky. But, you know, it would be an interesting debate to say, okay, at a certain point, if you wanted your money back and they didn't want to give you your money back, could they rightfully, not legally, but rightfully hold on to your money? Because does the contract go sequentially? For example, once you pay, they get to keep your money, and as part of the deal, you have to submit to a search of your bags.
And because you violated the contract, you forfeited?
Perhaps so.
It could be that way. I mean, it would depend on how the agreement was written, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's interesting. You brought up the bit, Mark, about the First Amendment on your property. As the caller mentioned, you know, that's an interesting question. The 1964 Civil Rights Act, the public accommodations portion of that, and of course, your father's probably familiar with this, being an attorney. That portion of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which forced private establishments to have to accept all people, was an infringement on private property, and many libertarian legal scholars have pointed this out. It should never have been passed. As much as people think that, and Walter Williams talks about this, Thomas Sowell talks about this, people in certain minority groups say, look, if a hotel owner opens for business, it does not make it public property. There's no tax money being used for that guy's property. And he can set stipulations on entry as long as he wants to and as much as he wants to.
Including that
property.
You'll be a prisoner until you show your little white slip proving that you're it's okay to leave.
Yeah,
that little
you
white
agreed
slip because
you agreed
your exit
to it,
card
sir.
To leave. Otherwise, you're a prisoner.
But
you agreed,
agreed to
it. You didn't have to. No
you
one forced
to
you to shop at Costco. No one forced you to shop there, ever.
For example, I'll give you another example. In New Hampshire, they just passed a law called Michelle's Law, which forces insurance companies to have to extend their discounts to young people who get their college discounts, even if the young people are so sick they can't stay in school, so they're not full-time students. But they had already agreed to the stipulations. So why should they suddenly turn to the state and say, well, I don't like the contract?
Scott, great call. Thanks for making it. I want to talk more about Scott's confusion. It's a common one. Common confusion amongst Americans about who exactly the Constitution applies to. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming an amplifier, a Free Talk Live amplifier, by going to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is simple. You send in $3 a month to us. We turn it around into promoting the show. It doesn't go to paychecks. Gardner can testify to that. He's not going to dime for being here. And it does go into getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We buy Talkers Magazine advertisements, we attend industry conventions, and do a variety of other things that are all listed there for you to see at amp.freetalklive.com. The point is, it's working. The reason we're on over 25 stations today is because of the amplifiers. There's no doubt about it. So if you want to help support Free Talk Live, that is probably the most effective way to do it, amp.freetalklive.com. And to get some perks, access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum and chat room, and more. All of the information you need, amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we just got off the phone a moment ago with Scott in California, and Scott was sort of echoing some common confusion that a lot of people in America have about freedom and the Constitution and what the Constitution applies to. So Scott was upset that he was stopped at the door of Costco, the front door of Costco, for not showing his receipt on the way out the door, which is apparently one of the requirements.
Their policy. They have a receipt checker.
Right. It's their store policy, and since it's a membership club, you've explicitly agreed to follow their store policy. And Scott's objection,
not that I would object even if it was Walmart, and they didn't have a membership agreement.
That's true. Huh. Not necessarily that I would object either, but anyway, in the case of Costco, it's very explicit. Mm-hmm. So his confusion was that, well, there's this Fourth Amendment, and the Fourth Amendment says you're free from unreasonable search and seizure, and some other people have complained in the past that, well, so-and-so corporation is restricting my freedom of speech. Heck, even the Free Talk Live BBS, there are 1,500 people there, 250,000 posts, bbs.freetalklive.com. We've had people complain that, hey, this is supposed to be an unmoderated forum. You guys are restricting my speech. Not that it happens very often, but there are some occasions when someone will get on there maybe in Spanish
spam the forum with porn spam, or they'll get on there and start posting
somebody bodily,
threaten somebody, or they'll start posting like swastikas and a bunch of hate, you know, just racist hate. And I have an explicit rule against all of those things.
Yeah, and I really want to apologize for doing all that stuff, guys. So thanks.
I have a very explicit rule that you agree to before you come onto the forum that says you are not going to be able to do those things here. And so then people complain about this. They say, well, you guys, you know, what about the freedom of speech? Well, you don't have the freedom of speech. The Constitution was written by a handful of guys who got together to create this thing called a government in order to protect life and liberty in theory. Of course, it just didn't really work out that way. But nonetheless, the Constitution was written, and the amendments were provided. The only reason why the Constitution was signed was because of the Bill of Rights. So the guys behind the Constitution weren't going to do it without these protections put in there.
Yeah.
And the reason why you have the freedom of speech and the right to be free from search and seizure and habeas corpus, well, we used to have that, and all these things that were in the Bill of Rights was because these guys understood that government was really bad at infringing on those things, and they wanted to make sure that this government wouldn't do that. Of course, they weren't really effective at it, but nonetheless, the point is the Constitution is a set of rules for the government to follow,
right.
Not you,
now, private property owners.
You know, I don't have any I'm not saying that what Costco did at the front door to, I'm sorry, what was his name?
Scott.
Yeah. Was right, moral, or just. I think that it's fine.
They'll likely lose his business.
They likely will lose his business, and I would support him in going any place he would like.
Sure.
But I support Costco's right, whether it's right, moral, or just, to search people on the way out if they want to body pat them, if they want to, you know, drug dogs, whatever they want to
do.
I don't have any problem with them and their property rights and being able to search somebody who comes on their property.
Because in the free market, the more restrictive a company's rules are going to be, the more of a market opportunity there is for somebody else to step in and say, hey, we don't have drug dogs here. Come on over and shop here.
Game.
Lower prices.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I wanted to bring up when I was talking about Walter Williams and Thomas Sowell. Here are two black Americans, I mean black citizens of the United States, or black sovereign citizens, you might say. Here are two gentlemen who are well-versed in economics and politics and history and sociology. And they're saying this 1964 public accommodations portion of the 1964 Civil Rights Act really infringes on private property. And both of these guys, who are black guys, say, look, you know, if you own a hotel and you don't want to rent a room to me, you should have the right to deny me.
Absolutely.
And at what point does it stop? If you can't deny on this particular basis because the majority thinks, well, that basis isn't right, then what happens when the majority happens to disagree and say, well, this basis isn't right? As much as people are disgusted by the idea of someone not allowing someone in because he has a different skin color, or maybe the guy is the guy has a different eye color or
that
hair
guy
color,
only
he's
want to
gay,
rent rooms
or,
to women.
Yeah, whatever, or women, exactly. You know, as much as we find that an affront to our sensibilities because we don't feel that way, doesn't mean that that gives us the right, through government force, to force that man to think and act differently. What we do have the right to do is withhold our economic benefits that we could give to that man in commerce.
Right. I'm sure that Denny's had that policy of making black people pay ahead of time for their meals.
Right.
I support
they did. Yeah, they did.
Well, it was sort of unwritten. You know, they didn't broadcast that was their policy, but that was what they were doing in some major metros.
Wow.
I think that you know, it's fine that they decide that that's their policy, but once I hear about it, and I did note that the free market worked in this particular system, I'm likely to withhold my money from Denny's.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of Denny's anyway, but I'm likely to do that, and I'm sure that black people all over America did withhold their money from Denny's.
Absolutely.
I'd like to also just come to Costco's defense. I've never once shopped at Costco.
I've never even seen
a Costco. But I'd like to come to their defense as somebody who worked in retail for 3.5 years, somebody who has, a modicum of experience at it, as somebody who sort of worked closely with the loss control department. And loss control is the guys you don't ever see. They're the ones that are watching the video monitors. They're the ones that are in the crowd as they're dressed like a customer. They're keeping an eye on people. They're making sure that products don't go out the door without being paid for. And the purpose of a Costco or a Sam's Club or something like that is to offer products, usually in bulk buy format, but at a lower price than what you can get elsewhere. And one of the ways they can do that is by effectively having an effective loss control department, because any other store that doesn't have this policy of we need to check your receipt before you leave has an increased likelihood of somebody just throwing a stereo in the in their shopping cart
their
and walking out the front
higher.
Door.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact,
been done.
The fact is retailers lose thousands upon thousands of dollars every month to what they call shrinkage.
And those losses are going to be passed on.
Yes. Whenever they lose money to thieves, they have to cover those costs somehow. So the prices of their products go up in regards to how much shrinkage they have. So they're keeping your costs down by checking people's receipts at the door. That's the point of that policy, is to make sure that the products that leave the door have all been paid for so as to keep the shrinkage down, so as their products can be as low, they're priced as low as they possibly can be. Good policy, in my opinion.
How many other people are thinking of George Costanza right now when you said shrinkage? I don't know.
Sorry, I don't.
Seinfeld reference. Yeah. You know, and there's something else, too, about this that I wanted to mention, which is that, you know, you think about not catering to certain minorities and that sort of thing, and coming down with policies that at first glance, for many people who operate under the government paradigm, they would say, oh, that's against my rights. Well, no, I'm sorry. You have a right to contract. They have a right to contract, mm-hmm. and you can work it out. But... you know, if you think about it, and I was mentioning during the break that, you know, I was talking with a woman who is a black woman, and I said, you know, what happens if you hold to the policy that Walter Williams and Thomas Olin, we hold to, the sanctity of private property, and someone doesn't have to rent a hotel room or a bus seat to someone that they don't want to rent it to? What happens if there is, and these guys say economically, the people who don't do well by those customers will not do as well economically, and other people will enter the marketplace to cater to them. And that is historically what happens. That's economically what happens. The theory is borne out by history. But the fascinating thing about it is you say, what if there's a tiny, tiny, tiny minority that's so deplored? You know, what if there are like two lepers that live in a particular area or whatever? And I don't mean to equate anybody's skin color with leprosy or whatever, but let's just draw it out to the wildest example.
Lepers are a good example.
Go ahead. You know, and say that people, there are two lepers in the area, and it's just their lot in life. What happens when they don't cater to those people, and it actually, if they did cater to them, it would hurt them economically? Well, that way, that is something that is possible. Maybe people hear about it. I'm not going to that place. No
way.
Well,
they should move to a place where
exactly
where they're more accepted.
Private communities. Private communities allow for those who are disenfranchised to be able to gather with other people, and they actually get economic power. And you don't even have to get to that point, because it very, very rarely happens. On the scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 0.0001 that would ever happen.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Mark, Don, Alex, all on the way. Your calls. Amplifier line is holding. And whatever you want to talk about goes as we launch into hour number 3 here in moments. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.